This is Cross Currents. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hannah Baba. And now we'll hear a piece brought to us by our friends at San Quentin Radio.
Silent night, holy night.
That's the sound of a visiting opera company recorded inside San Quentin State Prison. Holidays there can mean complicated feelings for many inmates. There's no work or school at that time, so the men are given leisure time to relax, maybe watch TV, and some receive visits from family on Christmas Day. But for others, it's a painful reminder that they're not able to spend time with those they love most. Reporter Lewis A. Scott talked with several members of San Quentin Media to see how they celebrated or avoided Christmas.
My name's Adnan Khan. I'm a Muslim, and I celebrate Christmas. A typical average Muslim celebrates Eid, which is done after Ramadan, and a second Eid, which is a couple months after Ramadan. But ain't nothing like Christmas. What makes me celebrate Christmas is the holiday spirit, the hot cocoa with marshmallows. I love the songs, I love the movies, and most importantly, I love the gifts. I was about 10 years old. My dad left us at his uncle's house. I woke up Christmas morning, and there were just presents and gifts under this little tree we made, and I was the happiest kid in the world. I don't know who to thank, Allah or Santa Claus. So a Christmas day for me, when I wake up in the morning, first thing I do is stretch, and I wish myself a very Merry Christmas. Jump off the bunk, I grab my toothpaste, I make sure it's mint toothpaste because it's very festive for me. I wash my face with some type of evergreen soap, something has to do with trees. And then after that, man, you know, I make some coffee. Last year, I was able to use some peppermint creamer, which was amazing. And then, you know, I probably settle for a basketball game if it's on. If not, I'll go outside. I just make sure I wish everyone a happy holidays. Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Eid Mubarak. Whatever festival people celebrate, I make sure that they feel the spirit of that moment.
My name is David Jossi, and I'm born and raised in Stockholm, Sweden. So we celebrate on Christmas Eve, which is in Sweden called Julafton. So that's basically the main day that all the Swedish kids look forward to. For me, pretty much every day in prison is the same. Even during the holidays, it's pretty much the same. What changes is when my son comes to visit. That's special. We may have a cheesecake or, you know, whatever to pretty much celebrate Christmas. But the main thing is not the food. The main thing is just to have my son here and, you know, to celebrate with my son. I really cherish the fact that he travels all the way from Sweden. But, you know, we sit and talk and just basically have like a father and a son connection. For me, my most memorable moment was definitely when he was taller than me. He just came back a year later and he was taller than me and like patting on my head and say, "How you doing, little dad?" And he like treated me like a little boy. And we had a great laugh, and that was great fun, and it was good to see. Merry Christmas to everybody back home in Sweden. God jul till alla där hemma i Sverige.
My name is Lewis A. Scott. When I was younger, the holidays was about the food. My mama did all the cooking. She would cook like she was cooking for an army. I guess you can say I still hold that family tradition of keeping it festive and cooking for the holidays, even while here in San Quentin. For me, I like to get together with a few of the fellas during the holidays. Now, we fry mackerel and tuna balls. You roll the tuna into balls, throw them into a brown paper bag that has flour and cornmeal in it that's been seasoned. Wow. The end product is scrumptious. Then I make burritos. I cut up sausages, roast beef, tomatoes, bell peppers, cook some rice, and top it off with cheese. That's like another element of heaven. Then you wrap the ingredients in a tortilla shell, securing the ends with dental floss so that you don't lose your ingredients, and drop it in hot oil. There's nothing like a deep-fried burrito. To top it off, I have to hustle up some ice so I can have that cold Pepsi. That adds the finishing touch. The first holiday that I'm able to spend with my family, I'll be the one that makes the turkey, the ham, the stuffings, the collard greens, the beans. I'll even make the sweet potato pie from scratch.
My name is Greg Eskridge. I'm a reporter here at the San Quentin Radio, and I've spent the past 24 Christmases behind bars. A few years ago, I was in another prison, and Christmas was coming up. So I said to myself, I'm going to go to the canteen, and I'm going to buy some food items, I'm going to buy some soap and toothpaste and things of that nature, right? And on Christmas Day, I'm going to put all these items inside of a bag. And I'm going to take that bag outside. And the very first person that wishes me a Merry Christmas, I'm going to give that bag to them. So Christmas comes, Christmas morning, I grab the bag and I walk outside. And I walk past a few people, nobody says anything. I take a few more steps and this old dude comes by and he says, "Merry Christmas, brother." And I said, "Merry Christmas, man." And I gave him the bag. And he looked at me at first, he was shocked. He's like, "What is this for?" I said, "Because it's Christmas." And he said, but why are you giving me the bag?" I said, "Because it's Christmas, man, and you wish me a Merry Christmas, so I'm wishing you a Merry Christmas, and I'm giving you this bag." For one, he was a white dude, and obviously me being black, and in prison, that's kind of, you know, odd in itself for different races to give each other things outside of, you know, maybe, you know, bartering or, you know, borrowing or whatever. So I was able to do that, and I want to extend that joy and that happiness to somebody else on Christmas.